One year ago this month, the Center for Urban Families had the honor of hosting President Barack Obama at our facility during his Middle Class Jobs and Opportunities Tour. During his visit, he engaged with program graduates and key employer partners about what is needed to increase economic opportunity for fathers and families. Last week, almost a year to the date of the President's visit, the Baltimore Community Foundation, the Annie Casey Foundation, Open Society Institute Baltimore, Associated Black Charities, and the Center for Urban Families collaborated to organize a listening session about President Obama's new initiative, My Brother's Keeper. The purpose of this listening session was to explore strategies that work to uplift boys and young men of color and to identify barriers that prevent this group from achieving optimal success. Dr. Freeman Hrabowski, president of UMBC, delivered remarks to frame the dialogue, and Broderick Johnson, special assistant to President Obama, provided an overview of My Brother's Keeper. Nearly 200 people attended the event, representing a cross-section of Baltimore stakeholders, including business, faith, and political leaders, and over 80 boys and young men of color. The listening session, one of five held across the nation, was hosted at the Annie Casey Foundation. During the event, local adult and youth leaders participated in two roundtable discussions that provided raw and passionate commentary about how our communities can work to change the fate of young minority males. It was extremely insightful to hear the opinions of our young people who, despite what some might believe, really want to be productive, positive members of our community. Their thoughts and ideas will be submitted as recommendations to the My Brother's Keeper Task Force for inclusion in a report which will be submitted to President Obama for consideration. This discussion showed how our boys and young men of color desire to be leaders, college graduates, and business owners. This is why this listening session was so critical. To truly be My Brother's Keeper, we must continue to join forces to provide resources for boys and young men of color here in Baltimore to accomplish the goals that they verbalized during this dialogue. I'm Joe Jones, president of the Center for Urban Families, for WYPR, your NPR news station.